Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can text in right now. What is the most overrated, and I'm going to just say Christmas things.
Okay.
All right, we're getting close to Christmas, Kevin. And by the way, we will have a Queen tickets giveaway in just, any point in this segment. You just scream something out. And yep. You know what to hear. You know what you have to listen for. And you too can be watching Queen live on the stage.
I'll be there.
With you too. Not the band. But Kevin.
We'll see.
The overrated Christmas things as we get closer to this holiday, which it becomes a kind of a drag for some people because they are bah humbug-ish, right? This is really weird. Is this part of Kevin's like serial killer mindset that if I just, play along that I like Christmas, people will think I'm normal, right?
That does feed into it because it's the
I like Christmas a lot.
It's the breaking into where everything has to be just right. Now the Christmas tree has to be over here, and we have to make sure we have this set up over here.
Did you see the pictures he posted on Facebook?
And let's go ahead and set this out over here. Now this has got to be just right, and then let's go ahead and snap pictures of it so that everybody knows where all the places go.
No. Like hold Christmas. On. Just about everything you said was right. Except for that very last part.
There's no pictures of it?
No, there is, but those pictures were taken at a couple of other people's insistence.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, and you will laugh at this, but you will believe it's true because you know how I am. All the joy I took is in knowing that everything was in exactly the right spot. And the way you described the way I set it up, that is absolutely the way it goes down. That looks pretty good, but if I move it 6 inches to the left, there we go. That has more to do with OCD than it does with me potentially being a serial killer. I just love to be surrounded with all the Christmas stuff, and I think it's really fun.
There are a lot of texts coming in right now on overrated Christmas things, and I'll be very honest. I've told my wife I would text her every time I heard Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. I have texted her or told her 27 times since December 1st. December 1st, gentlemen. 27 times that song has made its way into my ears.
Is today the 5th?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
So find some new Christmas songs. One of the reasons, I don't know if y'all heard this, Old 97s released a Christmas album.
Oh.
And I'm a big fan of the Old 97s. And I listened to it, and Colby... It's not bad, dude. It's they give me some good stuff.
Is anybody Cookie Monster roar on that? Because I'm kind of into that right now.
No, there's no Cookie Monster.
Okay, then
but
I'm out.
A lot of people are saying Christmas cookies.
Yeah, they're bad.
Are overrated.
Oh, my mom makes these butter cookies when she remembers. I'm kind of sad last year because
I forgot. That's right.
Yeah, because you remember like last year for people that don't know. Okay. So I had done my first 12 weeks of soda, and that's like usually what they aim for. But I needed to lose like an ungodly amount of weight. And so I was like, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to enjoy my holidays to the fullest, and then I'll start my next 12 week. I called it my Rumspringer, and everybody in this room knows that because like I would just eat whatever. Not that you should do that. Not okay. But I would just eat whatever, and I was like, Rumspringer. And so my mom makes these really good butter cookies, and this is how simple-minded I am, Colby. It goes to the next level because she puts green and red food color in there, and it just blows my mind because those are the colors of Christmas. And it just somehow makes them taste better. I can't explain the logic behind it. And so she didn't make them for Christmas. And she's like, oh, yeah, I can get them for you next week. And I was like, next week doesn't work. Rumspringer is over by then, all right? And so I was really bent out of shape about
that. So did you just give her the ingredients and say, get in the kitchen?
No, I just told her I was...
Start baking, lady.
I finally got to do the parent thing with her. I was like, no, I'm just kind of disappointed.
Disappointed. From the 817, Elf on the Shelf is overrated.
Never had one of those.
We have two of them.
Two of them, eh?
I don't even know how we got a second one. And one wears an aviator's coat, and the other one has like a karate suit on. I don't know.
Yes, one of ours has a tuxedo.
And my wife, I'm sorry, the elves, I've found them in the weirdest places. I found one in the dryer, and it was taped to the dryer as if it were on a roller coaster, like seat belted in, and found them in hanging on the walls. There are all sorts of crazy things going on, man. But my kids love it. Lucy woke up the first day of December. Nobody even told her that Buddy and Elfie were supposed to be here. She woke up and she said, where are Buddy and Elfie? And I went, whoa, hold on, what? Then she ran around the house looking for them. Carter ran around the house with her. They found it, and she came in screaming, I wish I'd have rolled audio, because she was so giddy and jumping up and down and excited about it that I was like, all right, fine. Now, I mean, I just lay there and continue to sleep. But they're excited about it, so I give them the benefit. For me, my most overrated thing is Christmas lights.
Whoa.
I love gift giving.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with that part of it. I'm actually okay with the Christmas tree. Like, we go get a Christmas tree every year, and it's gotten to the point where it's easy for me to get up and do everything with it. But, like, Christmas lights when going and driving around is such a beating.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing worse than going to somebody's neighborhood and you got half the lights on the street are off anyway, and there's that one house at the end of the block, and it's going to take 40 minutes just to get to that house so we can see the Santas jump out of the Christmas box, wave their hands, and then go back in while you listen to it on a song.
What's the place in Plano?
Deerfield Park.
Yes.
We go every year.
How far is that from you?
From my house, 5 minutes.
Okay.
See, it's not very far at all.
There's a place in Richardson that I really like because every block has themes and everyone jumps in on it. I'm with you about a lot of places people don't get in on it, but the places that do, I think it makes it kind of awesome. But so do you not put Christmas lights up?
I've told you before, my neighbor came over with that big box of lights. I plugged them in and threw them in the yard. I was like, because I was at that point, I was just trying to be a jerk about it. You know, like, okay, you're going to show me what I need to do. Now I have the hooks, and all I really have to do every year is just go string the lights up across the thing. Avery convinced Mom to get a little Santa Claus for the front yard.
Ooh, yeah, I need one of those.
They got one of those, and then they got those little lights that you can like point up into the tree, and it makes the tree sparkle.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that, but I just kind of put them up on the roof every year. That's it. But I don't want to go drive around and look at lights. Maybe it's because it's not. Somebody said this. Anything winter related. Because we're in Texas and it could be 70 degrees. It'll never feel like Christmas. Is that wrong of me?
No, it's not. I mean, I can understand what you're talking about with the Christmas lights. For me, it's the Christmas music, the Christmas specials. It's the Christmas movies where somebody else is going to play damn Santa Claus again. Oh, looky here.
So you don't watch the Hallmark Channel?
I know. Or they take over TNT and run, even though I used to like it, the Christmas Story or whatever it was,
uh-huh,
with the lamp that had the pantyhose on it,
yep,
and stuff like that, and you're going to shoot your eye out and all that. Just all of that together, surrounding and taking over for like 3 months, because right after Halloween, it's like, hey, it's time for everybody to listen to Christmas music and all this, and it's in every store. It just drives me nuts. Please stop.
You know, Dean Cain like dominates the Hallmark Channel, by the way.
That's awesome.
So you're going to have to change your opinion. But
I'm really not.
If you think Colby's fired up now, just wait. From the 469, the most overrated Christmas thing is Die Hard. I mean, it's not even a Christmas movie. Just because it supposedly happened around Christmas. I'm going to stop you right there. It did not supposedly happen around Christmas. It takes place at a Christmas party, which, by the way, I think is illy conceived on Christmas Eve,
right?
If I'm not mistaken. That's a terrible time for
Didn't Bruce Willis say it's not a Christmas movie, though?
Yeah, Bruce Willis is wrong.
Right.
All right?
He was in the movie.
He was in the movie.
He didn't write the movie.
Exactly. I want to talk to the writer of the movie and find out what they were thinking. He was also smoking and carrying a gun on a plane. Can't do that, all right? So, but here's the thing. Having a Christmas Eve Christmas party at an office is a terrible idea.
Well, it was Nakatomi. He didn't really know. It was different tradition.
Sure, but I disagree. Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie. So is The Ref. Just because it's not all happy and fluffy like a regular Christmas movie, it's set at Christmas, at a Christmas party. The Ref is on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Carol isn't happy and fluffy. Christmas Carol's getting dark, dude.
Ooh, even that Mickey one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's some crazy stuff that goes on in that movie.
Ghost of...
The Jim Carrey one's my favorite future. Right now. But, yeah. You know, Polar Express is also my favorite Christmas
I really movie. Like the Polar Express.
From the 817, y'all know those dry-ass sugar cookies with the dry-ass frosting? Yeah, overrated.
Oh, hell no. Those are delicious.
Those are not delicious. You can actually take those cookies and defend your home. Because you start chunking those at somebody, they're going to think you've got throwing stars because they're going to hit and hurt.
No, it's going to work because they're going to catch them and eat all of them and get fat and fall asleep on your front porch.
No.
What you envision happening? Eating so many cookies that you just fall asleep
on your
porch?
They're that good. I don't know why they're good. They shouldn't be good because you're right. They're chalky and dry and only sugar. But they're incredible. Every holiday.
254, Elf on the Shelf is conditioning children for the surveillance state.
Man, that's a good point. So really, we should be thanking Elf on the Shelf for prepping our next generation, right?
The government will be thanking them, that's for sure.
Oh, from the 214, this is a great question because I got a tie-in for this. Is Harry Potter considered a Christmas movie because Christmas happens during the movies? Now, I think that's fascinating because, sorry to shout out yet another podcast that I do, but on the Props podcast, where we talk about sports movies, we're already, because we have them, they always come out on Tuesdays. For the one that's going to come out on Christmas, we're talking about doing Rocky IV, because the main fight happens on Christmas Day, It's got a Christmas theme to it. So why the hell not? Me personally, whatever Christmas movie speaks to you, if you want to have a Christmas marathon that includes Harry Potter movies, Rocky IV and Batman Returns, then I'm fine with all of that because they all have Christmas themes in them. And don't let anybody tell you how to Christmas.
Man.
Or Gremlins.
Somebody actually named my two Christmas movies because in there from the 903, Die Hard, Long Kiss Goodnight, Lethal Weapon, Gremlins, Home Alone, and Iron Man 3. Two of those are every year.
Guessing not Iron Man 3.
Nope, it's Die Hard, and the other has Gina Davis being a badass.
Long Kiss Goodnight. I thought there was an outside chance that Gremlins was one of them. That's a pretty dope movie.
That's
one of the two movies that helped them develop PG-13.
Because
they're like, what the hell?
Very sad, guys, because a lot of people keep saying that Elf is overrated, and Elf is easily my favorite Christmas time movie.
I've only seen snippets of it. I've never force myself to sit down and watch that all the way through.
I think it has too much Zooey Deschanel for you to enjoy. I love
and not the right amounts of not the right parts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, just too much.
Like
of her
she's in the shower.
Yeah, but like even if she was naked, there's too much quirkiness from her that Colby would be like, "Oh, I hate this movie." We saw Elf the play over the weekend at Fair Park, and aside from it being too
plays
long in the first half, it was really good.
Plays are overrated. Oh.
What about when I make Colby go see Phantom of the Opera with me and live tweet it?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.